one of the things my followers wanted me to ask you, one of the most common questions I got, because I said I'm interviewing Dr. Mikovits, what do you want to hear from her? They wanted you to talk more about the mask issue. Yes, if you have COPD, it'll kill you, but what about everybody else? You talked in another interview I heard about that it's just, you know, exposing you over and over and over again to the virus. People don't understand a virus isn't a living organism. Talk a little bit about that for everyone else and the whole mask concept.
Right. So the whole mask concept for everyone else is essentially the same thing as somebody with COPD. You won't kill them, but you'll make yourself sick. We're human beings. Number one, if your mask is just this scarf cover of your face, you know, all that does is make you breathe in and out. And I see people running and riding bikes with these masks. You know, it doesn't prevent mold, mildew, I mean, all the stuff that's in the air, the pollens, that it's allergy season. Those go right there into your sinus cavity, into your, it's called nasopharyngeal cavity. And you're sucking back in CO2. We don't do photosynthesis. We're humans. We have to breathe oxygen. We can't breathe back in our own toxic air. That's why you exhale. That's why you breathe deeply. That's why you cough to expel a pathogen. So, oh great, you cough in your own mask and you suppress your own immune system. You use your own type 1 interferons in your throat, in your nose, in your blood. It's horribly immune suppressive. And so for healthy people, you're not getting fresh air. You're suppressing your immune response. You're activating endogenous viruses. And when you activate endogenous viruses, your immune system has to go and knock down those viruses. So anything else, you know, inflammatory mast cells respond to pollen. When you wear that mask, you're concentrating those antigens and you're making yourself, you're sicker. It's warm. It's wet. You touch it. It's abnormal. It's uncomfortable. Those are all things that are immune draining, not immune boosting. And so you're making yourself sick with other sources, and it makes no sense. You're not preventing infection. You're not preventing spread. You know, it's virus coming from within. You cannot. It's an RNA virus. They're not infectious if they're not coughing. You don't cough RNA. You don't have particles in your nose. They're looking at RNA in your nose. You have particles in your blood. You don't cough that. You don't cough that. And you certainly don't cough it 6 feet. And yes, you can have it on your hands, but that's only and coughing even, but that's only the very sick. And are the sick people walking on the beach? When you're sick, what do? Oh, you feel horrible. You have a bit of a fever. You don't even want to get out of bed. You can't open your eyes. You lay there. That's sickness behavior. That's your immune response clearing the pathogen. You don't leave the house. So please take off the mask. Go outside. If you're healthy, protect the immune compromised. Protect the very old. Protect the very young. This is what we do in any flu season.
So, you know, it kind of seems like the whole world is going mad and people are wearing what I used to think of as surgical masks. Everybody in the world knows what N95 is. You know, every night I go for a walk and I walk past my neighbor and she's out in her yard gardening and she's wearing a mask outside at 9 p.m. all by herself. Tell us what the real deal is. Is wearing a mask good for us in any way? Is wearing a mask keeping us from getting a virus?
Staying home wearing a mask? Wearing a mask is making everything worse. Wearing a mask, remember, we breathe in oxygen. When you wear a mask, you're reducing the flow of oxygen. By reducing the flow of oxygen, you're taxing your system. You're going to cause a release of steroids, of cortisol, of the stress hormone. When the stress hormone goes off, then you have a suppression of the immune system. So now they're telling you, wear a mask, which is now going to reduce your oxygen, which is going to stress your body, which is going to cause more cortisol output, which is going to suppress your immune system. And now an opportunistic thing could cause a problem.